welcome back to another episode of Teachable Life Moments with Keela Bryson. You know, we are so excited to be back with another podcast recording. I am so excited to share with you today about a subject that God has blessed me to experience and has led me to share with you. I feel like today's topic is gonna help you and encourage you to keep moving forward with your goals and dreams and whatever it is that you're working on to improve yourself and to set yourself up to be in a better place in the future. You know, most of us have dreams and goals and plans. You know, we map out the steps that are required in order to achieve those goals. And we incorporate discipline, we invest in that particular goal or dream. We learn to be consistent, and we make a whole lot of sacrifices, right? and not only those things, we end up doing a whole lot more in trying to manifest and achieve and accomplish goals and our plans. But sometimes after doing all of the things that I just listed, sometimes we don't always get that desired result to manifest. So, you know, as quickly as we would like, we don't always see them manifest the way we map them out. But today, I want to share a component that many of us miss when we are working to accomplish our dreams and goals. And it's this: God will send and use strangers to help us, to support us, encourage us, and love on us. But, you know, many times we miss the Good Samaritan blessing because we have subscribed to the idea of stranger danger. Do you know what stranger danger is? well, we're going to talk about it if you haven't heard that phrase before. You know, and because we have subscribed to the stranger danger idea, we don't always know how to properly welcome and entertain strangers. And I have learned and that a lot of times God will use strangers. Now, if you've ever experienced a blessing from a stranger, then you probably can relate to what I am saying. And when you have experienced a blessing from a stranger, it kind of will cause you to reassess that stranger danger idea. Now, let me get this out here right now. I'm not saying be negligent. I'm not saying go out here and just trust everyone. No, I am not saying that. But what I am saying is that there has to be balance. We have to leave space in this life to be able to know when is the appropriate time to entertain strangers and how to properly welcome them into our lives. When we go and we look at our goals and objectives, a lot of times it does not include the factor or the component of the Good Samaritan blessing. And that is one of the main components that propel a lot of us forward into completing a dream or a goal. But, you know, truth is, people are not good at entertaining strangers. You know, and in fact, welcoming the stranger has taken a sad turn in our world. You know, because so many bad things have happened as a result of people being too trusting. But because of this sad turn, many of us have forgotten that hospitality is just not optional. Now, stranger danger, what it is an idea of warning that all strangers can potentially be dangerous. It is an example of a moral panic that people experience regarding anyone that they are unfamiliar with in society, right? We learn that as children. If we have children, we teach our children the stranger danger idea, because, you know, the world is not the same as it used to be. It's not as safe as it used to be. But this phrase is intended to encapsulate danger associated with adults whom children do not know. Now, this phrase was originally created to help bring an understanding and an awareness to children as it relates to strangers and how sometimes they can be dangerous. But many of us carry that idea from childhood into adulthood, and we continue to, subscribe to that idea. We tend to forget sometimes, or either we don't even realize, that our lives are so intricately interconnected. And we think that a lot of times we can only achieve success with people that we are familiar with. We don't think that success is necessary when it comes to including strangers in that success. But in many situations, when I look back over my life, a lot of my success has been the result of the intervention of a stranger that blessed my life, that caused my plans and goals to elevate to another level, and in many cases to the finish line. And when you have experienced that type of blessing from a stranger, it's just something that you have to take time to pay homage to and just kind of share, because this is a subject that many times people do not disclose. A lot of people give out the image that they have achieved their success on their own, and that is so far from the truth. If you go and really analyze the success of the people that we know who are successful, I guarantee that you're going to find that at some point a stranger helped launch that person into success. It is recorded in the Bible that many people got unexpected blessings because they were entertaining strangers. How do you entertain strangers? Let's just take a pause right here. How do you entertain strangers? Think about that. You know, a lot of people just are not good at it. And if you are not good at it, just be honest about that. And, figure out a way to fix that, because there is a blessing associated with some of these good Samaritans and these strangers out here. Everybody is not out to harm us or hurt us. There are a lot of good people still in this world, and many of them are just waiting to help and willing to help. For example, in my city that I live in, I am a member of one of the Facebook groups for the area that I live in. And a few days ago, we received a snow/ice storm here. And there was a lady in the group who posted about her husband working at Kroger, and he was stuck there and needed a way to get home. And she was asking for someone in the Facebook group to go and get her husband. And she was saying, you know, he is a stocker at Kroger, which helps to provide food for many of us who depend on that food that's on the shelves in the grocery store. And she went on to say that, "I have Cash App. I'm willing to pay someone to go and pick my husband up." And she said that we live in this particular city, which is about one city over from where I live. It is not far. And people in the group began to respond to this young lady, and folks, was, you know how it is in a group. People have all kind of ridiculous statements to say sometimes. Some people were saying, "Well, what about Uber?" And then some people were saying, just giving her suggestions that wasn't really the solution. Then finally, this one gentleman said, "I'm going out. I have to go out anyway. I will go and get him." And when I saw that, you all, that just really, really blessed my heart. I said, "Oh my God, there are still good people in this world." And I was thinking, this is a total stranger that felt compelled and exuded compassion for this young lady's situation and her circumstance. And he stepped up to the plate and became the blessing that they needed. And I began to tell my husband about it. I'm like, "You would not believe this." And it's just those type of stories that remind us that God still has people ready and willing to help in those moments when we need it the most. And if you are familiar with scripture, there are plenty of reminders and examples of people who got unexpected blessings because they simply entertained a stranger. Abraham gained God's blessing because he entertained strangers who were angels. Lot avoided disaster because he entertained two angels. We know that the prostitute Rahab and her family avoided death because she entertained strangers. Then the poor widow at Zarephath, you remember that story? She entertained the prophet Elijah. And as a result, her jar of flour was never used up. Neither did the jug of oil run dry. Then there's a story about the Enoch who gained Jesus' salvation because he entertained a disciple. Now, look at all of these people who were blessed because they entertained a stranger. And these people were blessed by strangers in a time that they had a need, in a time that they needed support. Now, mind you, the support didn't come from family or their friends or people that they knew. We're talking about that type of support that comes from a good Samaritan. And a good Samaritan, we're going to talk about what that is. These blessings came from people that they didn't think would be how they would receive the blessing. But strangers are sometimes our solutions. And sometimes strangers may not look like it, like they're the solutions. Strangers can be our divine interventions. Strangers are God's grace and blessings to us. Strangers are how God loves on us, how he encourages us. And entertaining strangers is really a requirement that God requires of us to be helpers one to another, to see about one another. Now, I know you can't help everybody because it's not always safe, but something within you will rise up to let you know when this is the person that I need to help. You know that feeling that kind of swells up in your belly and you just know you need to help this person. Those are the times when I feel like we should step out and be that good Samaritan and be that blessing. You know, in the parable of the good Samaritan, which you can find this in Luke 10, and then focus on verses like 25 through 37. So it talks about how this man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho. And, you know, just like many of us, we are out here trying to make it happen. We have goals and dreams that we're working on. This man had a goal to go from Jerusalem to Jericho, but on his way, he was robbed. Not only was he robbed, they stripped him of his clothes, they beat him, and they went away and they left this man half dead. This is a bad situation to be in. When you think about your goals, your dreams, your aspirations, you know how you can start out having success and then all of a sudden you hit a pot in the road, so to speak, or a hard bump in the road that almost take you out, either literally from health problems because you've been stressing out and worrying about that dream, that vision, that goal, or it almost take you out financially because you have been given into something that you haven't received a return on that investment. And you almost went bankrupt or just felt like, okay, my funds are dead at this point or almost dead. This is kind of what this man was going through. You know, he was just trying to get from Jerusalem to Jericho. And these people come out of nowhere and decide they want to jump him and rob him. But that wasn't the end of it. And just like it wasn't the end of the situation for this man, it's not the end of it for whatever it is you're going through, and you may currently be experiencing trouble and problems and setback and pain and embarrassment, you know, and just feeling like you're not going to make it. It's not over. I don't know who's listening to today's podcast, but I want you to know it is not over. The Good Samaritan blessing, the stranger blessing, is about to step into your life. If you are going through anything right now that's causing you to feel like you have been robbed, stripped of your clothes, beat, and left half dead, then today's podcast is for you. God has a stranger ready and willing to come to your rescue, ready to come to your aid. This priest begins to come down the same road. And when he saw the man, scripture says that he passed by on the other side. Now, what is that saying? You know, surely the priest will come and help you. All the folks that you think should be stopping to help you. Well, sometimes it may not be the one that's going to do it for one reason or the other. Then it talks about the Levite came. He saw the man. He also passed him by on the other side. He just got completely on the other side of the road. Now, two people passed by. Nobody felt compelled or compassion to help this man who had been robbed, beaten, stripped, and left half dead. At this point, have you ever been there where this person came that you thought should be a person that would help? No, they didn't. Then a second person, somebody else you have in mind. Nope, they didn't stop either. Sometimes the people you expect the support to come from are not the ones that are called to support us. Sometimes the support is going to come from that divine intervention, the one that God has touched them to be ready and willing to serve you in your situation. So don't get discouraged because, oh, nobody's helping me. It looks like everybody's just walking past me and not even asking, am I all right? Just hang in there, okay? God has somebody designated and appointed to come and to help you. So here comes this Samaritan. Now, the thing to note about a Samaritan is that Samaritans didn't have a good reputation. The Jews considered Samaritans to be religiously inferior. Ethnicity, I can't even say that word. The Jews considered them basically religiously inferior. Yet, what's strange about this is that the Samaritans were more in tune with the law of Moses than the Jewish religious leaders were, who passed by on the other side. You know, isn't it awesome how God will use people that the most unlikely, the ones considered inferior, the people who are considered strangers, people who look like they are not even capable of blessing you. These are the people that God are going to use to help you in your goals, your dreams, your career, your business. It's the people who are least likely to be considered. And the religious leaders, these are the priests, the Levite, these were religious leaders, and they did not stop to help this man. They just passed by on the other side. But the Samaritan, the person who was attuned to God, these are the people that God is sending to help you. It said the Samaritan took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. This is the type of support God is getting ready to send to you, you all. People who are compassionate towards your need. People who see you in the spirit. People who see you in the spirit the way God sees you. And not only are they going to have compassion, they're going to give you the resources that you need to get back up on your feet. It says the man put him on his donkey, brought him to the inn, and took care of him. They're going to see to your healing, your restoration, make sure you get that support all the way to the inn. And it talks about the next day, he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. So not only did he do all these things, he paid for his hotel room and told the innkeeper to look after him. And when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense that you may have. Isn't that powerful? We're talking about the Good Samaritan blessing. You know, sometimes we can go through things that just look like this is it. I'm not going to be able to bounce back from this situation. But that is not so. God is on the way. Your help is on the way. Don't be fixated on looking at the people who should be compassionate enough to help you. Trust and know that God even has intervention in the midst of trying to achieve those goals, those dreams, those business plans that you have. Be encouraged. Know that the strangers are who God is going to use to restore you. The strangers are the ones who are going to have your solutions for success. Scripture says, do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by this some have entertained angels without knowing it. That's in Hebrews 13:2. That's why we have got to be more welcoming to strangers. Instead of saying when they come, no, you don't, you inferior. You know, looking down on a stranger because maybe they not looking the way we want them to look, or they from another race, or they're from, you know, they look like they're from a rowdy bunch of people, or whatever it is, because, you know, we can have all kind of prejudices against people based upon how they look. But I want to encourage you to learn how to show hospitality to strangers, you know, by speaking to people and then helping people, being attuned, most of all, being attuned to the Spirit of God so that you can know who to help. Being attuned to God so that you will be encouraged, knowing that God has strangers appointed to help us in our time of need. And then once you experience that success and that bounce back, remember to pay it forward. That is critical. We want to be able to be the one that's receiving the Good Samaritan blessing, and we also want to be one that is a giver of a Good Samaritan blessing. You know, you may be wondering how you're going to achieve what it is you're working on, you know, that goal, that dream, that situation. Stop expecting it to be resolved by what you're familiar with. That is the one thing that trip us up and mess us up and make us feel forsaken, make us feel like we're unsupported, because we want to expect it to come from that which we are familiar with. There are so many people out here who are going to help you with your business. I am a witness to it. People that I don't know reach out and support from all over this country. And sometimes I'll sit and often ask God, well, who are these people? Where are these people? How are they being connected to me? And it's because of the frequency that I send out, the urgency that I can send out to God in prayer, or just people feeling compelled to want to support what it is that I am all about. And when people are appointed to help you, they are going to come forth and they are going to bless you abundantly, just like the man did. He blessed this injured man abundantly. He didn't just do a little something. He went above and beyond to make sure that this person was okay and restored and gonna make it and gonna live. And these are the people that are about to walk into your life this year. But we want to remember when they come that we know how to welcome them, that we know how to entertain them. We don't want to just, you know, turn our nose up because I don't want their support. Ooh, this person, they look like this and they look like they into that. Nah, don't let those outer appearances deceive you, because you could be entertaining an angel and mess around and miss your blessing because you are acting funny and you got all these prejudices and these preferences, and because they don't line up the way you think it should line up, you won't receive the help, you'll miss your help. Or if you are the person that should be helping, you'll end up crossing the road and getting on the other side because that person is not up to your expectation. And we don't want to be like that. Help is going to come from all kinds of sources. And I'm here to tell you, success often is going to come from strangers. That's how we become successful, is being able to interact and engage with people that we do not know. As I'm here to tell you, a lot of people are stuck like Chuck and about to give up because they are focused on the familiar as far as where they think that their support should come from. And if that's you, I want you to break yourself free from that and thinking that your support only can come from this way, this source, this person. Forget all of that. Let God bless you the way He wants to bless you, because I'm here to tell you, when you get that Good Samaritan blessing, it's going to be thorough. It's going to be in a way that will sustain you, provide the solutions, the answers that you need, the connections that you need, the sales increase that you need, whatever it is that you are in need of at this moment. Scripture says that God will use the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. And I'm telling you, strangers is one of the ways that he uses the foolish things, because you would think, why would a person that don't know me bless my socks off, bless me beyond my wildest dreams? And it's because God wants us to realize that it is him doing it. It's him loving on us through those strangers. It is him that is encouraging us through those strangers and causing us to remember that we can't boast in our own strength. We got to boast in God and give God the glory and the honor for blessing us through these strangers. So that is my time today. I hope that today's podcast has encouraged you and giving you a new perspective on entertaining strangers. Because if you're going to be successful, you're definitely going to have to learn how to receive support from strangers. And know that that is one of the ways that God will help you, is through people that you don't know and they really don't know you. They've just been appointed to be a blessing to you. All right, folks, that's my time. This is Keela Bryson, and you have been listening to the Teachable Life Moments with Keela Bryson podcast. You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And if you haven't already done so, go to the Apple Podcast, rate it, and review it. Tell others about the podcast and send us DMs with your comments and how the podcasts are helping you, encouraging you, strengthening you, or if you have a podcast topic recommendation, by all means, send it to us. All right, join me next time for another Teachable Life Moment. Thank you for listening.